So you've been asked to make a presentation to your company on a video conference program, or maybe to a local organization, and they've asked you to speak for 20 minutes. Oh no, how do you fill the time? Well, Mimi Bliss has a bunch of really great ideas. She counsels companies and executives on how to do this stuff from her home base in Nashville, Tennessee, and Mimi has joined us today. Hi, Mimi.
Good, hello, thank you for having me. So here's what I hear from people about their number one challenge when speaking in virtual meetings. I run a poll before every workshop I do on virtual presentation skills, and I ask them, what's your number one challenge? The answer is always lack of interaction. That beats out too long, dogs, children, technical problems. Their number one challenge is lack of interaction. So what I like to do, and I encourage others to do, is when you've got a presentation to make in a virtual meeting, think, how can I make this really engaging? And that starts with being concise, keep it short, be comfortable on camera, but really important, be intentional about your interaction. And a piece of that is using the technology.
Okay, so we want to get interaction. I did one this week where I took your great ideas and I did a poll right away. And then, as a matter of fact, and I asked them, I wanted them to ask me questions, and knowing that sometimes you could have dead air, I gave them the topics. Here's 10 topics to choose from, but I want you to phrase the question so it's in your voice. What else do you recommend for getting people to respond to you accordingly?
Well, I love what you did because you're putting parameters on it, right? You're being intentional. So I always say be very wary in virtual meetings of going, so do you have any questions? You'll probably get silence or maybe people talking over each other. So be specific, like what questions do you have about Android versus Apple? Or what questions do you have about this? Be very specific. The second thing is use the polling technology. When you poll, it can be something simple. Like my poll is, what's your number one challenge with virtual meetings? And I give them four choices. What this does, it gets people engaged. It gives me some information that I can react to. And even better than in person, even the shy people who may not speak up in person, they get a vote. They're included. So I really encourage people to do two things. One is practice. And two, when you're on the meeting, ask someone, a friend, a colleague who's also on the call, say, hey, if I make a mistake when I'm sharing my screen, like wrong screen, wrong way, not sharing, just jump in and speak up so I can fix it. Like, don't let me go on for 3-4 minutes with the screen not shared correctly. Get good at it. This is really a competitive advantage. If you become the person at your company who's really good at virtual meetings and making the technology work and making it interactive, you immediately stand out from everyone else.
Yeah, and I should just throw out that one way to practice is all you have to do is open up the program and look in the camera. And it's not like you have to actually connect to another person. It's just there. And all you have to do is just turn it on. And you could practice that. And you could record it. You could record it and then play it back, and really easy, right?
I've done the same thing. And that's when I realized looking at it, I'm like, you know, I need to get some pictures pretty quickly. It's more interesting when I'm showing visuals rather than just standing here.
All right. Mimi Bliss from Nashville, Tennessee. Thanks for offering your tips as always. We can find Mimi at mimibliss.com, correct?
That's right. And I've got tips there, speaking tips for virtual presentations.
All right. Thanks, Mimi. I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Twitter where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. We'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.